This is a production of Cornell University.
Tim Gallagher is a modern man pursuing the ancient sport of falconry, hunting with birds of prey. In his book, Falcon Fever, Tim says his passion for falconry kept him alive through the highs and often painful lows of an eventful life. During the same period, the peregrine falcon also found rebirth, pulled back from the brink of extinction. Today, Tim and his 10-year-old peregrine, Macduff, work as a team. The bird circles overhead, waiting for Tim to flush game. Then Macduff plummets to earth in a power dive called a stoop.
Where it'll just pump its wings going down, and sometimes it's completely vertical, and it's amazingly fast, and a lot of times you can hear the wind blowing through the bird's feathers loudly. And it's just one of the most remarkable sights in nature.
Always fascinated with birds, Tim's lifelong commitment to falconry began at age 9 when he saw a Disney movie about a boy and a falcon. He spent long hours studying 13th century training methods. It provided focus and a distraction.
And I had a difficult relationship with my father, and my family was pretty dysfunctional at that point. And yeah, it did give me a chance to get away from it all.
While still in his teens, Tim hit rock bottom when he landed in prison. But he says his passion for falconry kept him grounded and probably saved his life. Without it?
I think it wouldn't have been good. I'd have ended up going down. It's hard to think about it because so many people who go through prison, they just go down that route. I mean, I think of one person in particular I met there who was more or less like me, and I ran into him 5 years later, and he was a hardcore criminal. So, I mean, that could have happened.
Tim says the responsibility he learned by caring for animals all his life asserted itself and kept him from a similar fate. Meanwhile, the peregrine was also facing an uncertain future. By the 1960s, the species disappeared east of the Mississippi, primarily because of the pesticide DDT. North American falconers and Cornell University played a role in its remarkable comeback.
A lot of falconers donated their birds to breeding projects because it was so important trying to save this bird. None of us could imagine what the world would be like without the peregrine. And Tom Cade at Cornell, who was actually the director of raptor research for years at the Lab of Ornithology, but he formed the Peregrine Fund. They produced something like 7,000 young peregrines there, and they just released them all over.
The work was a resounding success. Captive breeding programs, like the one that produced Macduff, helped take the peregrine off the endangered species list in 1999. The falcon is nesting in greater numbers in the Northeast than ever before. A story with a happy ending for the falcon and the falconer, who says a special bond with birds saved his life.
It's possible for a human to get as close to a falcon as a falcon gets to another falcon. And it's a special relationship. It's one of respect for each other. Being able to develop that kind of bond with a bird is important to me.
From the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, I'm Pat Leonard.